It's time for the Open Tomb Ministries broadcast. Open Tomb Ministries, the family church at 5655 Temecuana Road. Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. Worship service at 10:30. Tuesday night Bible study at 7. Here's Bishop Strobridge with today's message.
Was war in heaven. Watch this. And there appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns upon his head. And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels and prevailed not, neither was their place found anymore in heaven. Then we're going to jump to verse 9. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent, called the devil and Satan, which deceived the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Now, after that, we have verse four. Watch this. And his tail drew a third part of the stars of heaven and did cast them. His tail drew a third part of the angels on the way being cast out. And his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven and did cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman, which was ready to be delivered, for to devour her child as soon as it was born. And then we ought to go to verse 5, which we don't have up there. We're going to go to verse 5 after that. And she brought forth the man child, who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron. And her child was caught up unto God and to his throne. And then we'll go here, 12 and 6. And the woman fled into the wilderness where she had. Now notice, the woman fled into the wilderness after the enemy was released on the earth. The Bible tells us that after the 1,000-year millennial, or through the great tribulation, evil is going to be running rampant on the earth. Satan is going to be released after the 1,000-year millennial. Look at this. And the woman fled into the wilderness where she hath a place prepared of God, that she should feed, it says, that they should feed her there 1,260 days. A lot of people teach you that the church may not be here through the great tribulation. But what I am telling you, Jesus told the disciples in Matthew 24, he said, you need to pray that you will be protected from that hour, from the hour of the tribulation, the great tribulation. But now we can see where the word of God says, for the body of Christ, of the church, there will be a place provided to protect the church. Now, that makes for another subject. There are more scriptures that we can get into to confirm that. The angels were punished for their rebellion. I want you to know that there's not a single thing that a wicked person can do and get away with it. God sees all. Everything that you do. The only thing that we see in most cases is the ramifications of the punishment for what we've done. Very seldom do we see God noticing what we're doing. But I want you to have a conscious awareness every day that God sees and he knows. I want you to understand that God is real. It takes a total fool to believe that there is not a designer when you look at the design of this planet and you. If there is a design, there has to be a designer. But individuals like Charles Darwin would have you to believe that your great-great-grandparents may have come from a tadpole. What I am telling you is the reason you have intelligence is because there is a supreme intelligence that created you. A computer has intelligence. Why? Because there is a supreme intelligence that created the computer. Supreme to the computer, but not to God. You don't find it strange that Earth is the only planet that can sustain human life? And if it is the only planet that can sustain human life, you have to realize that it was intentional. And if it was intentional, who intended it? Look at what it says in 2 Peter 2 and 4. For if God spared not the angels that sinned, but cast them down to hell. Now notice, when you just read it, said it was cast down to earth. What it is literally talking about, they were cast down to hell. They were cast down to hell and delivered them into chains of darkness to be reserved unto judgment. And the thing that's so amazing when we read in Revelation 12, that fall of Satan, do you know that Jesus witnessed it? Now, Jesus is talking about something he witnessed before he took on human flesh. He wasn't saying, I witnessed this since I've been walking with you. I witnessed this as a little child. He is saying somewhere in eternity, I saw Satan fall. Look at what he says. And the 70 return again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Now, one would say, Bishop, it does kind of seem like Satan is existing eternally in heaven with God, because that's where he's cast from. But let us ask ourselves, what was the act of rebellion? And a lot of men would have you to believe the rebellion was when they tell you that angels slept with women. I'm telling you now, don't believe that. That is the story of Murdoch, which is a pagan goddess that has found its way into the interpretation of the Bible. It has nothing to do with God's word. Let me say this to you. I have told you before that God is not in competition with Satan. God says to you, and he tries to encourage you in your darkest hour, he says, whatever the devil means for bad, he is doing it so that I can do something good. I paraphrased it. What the enemy means for bad, God means it for good. So what that shows you is who's truly in power. If the devil does something that is intended to hurt you, God overrides it and it comes out good. All things work for the good for those who what? Love the Lord and have been called according to his purpose. This is not a competition between God and Satan. God is all knowing. And so everything that happened in the Garden of Eden before it happened, God knew it was going to happen. His intelligence stretched across eternity. I was talking to a guy one day and he told me, he said, God was the only thing here. And I told him that God couldn't have been the first thing here, because here was the first thing if God came here. To say that God was here first, put here before God, which means here was here waiting on God and God got in here. So in other words, the proper way is God was the only existence. He existed all by himself, pure life, pure intelligence. So we ask ourselves, what is the act of rebellion? It tells you in Jude. And the angels which kept not their first estate, there it is. There it is right there. Now, if they were cast out of heaven, and heaven is their first estate, they did keep their first estate. Are you following me? It says they kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation. Now, what was the habitation? What was it that you left that caused you to be kicked out of heaven? Because if heaven was your original habitation and that is your original estate, why were you kicked out of it? And then here it says that they left their original estate. That doesn't say they were kicked out. They willingly left it. He has reserved an everlasting chains under darkness unto the judgment of that great day. I want to help you understand this today. I'm doing all I can to piece it together for you. Now watch this. So now that we know what the rebellion is, now it's not that angels came and slept with women. The rebellion is this, that the angels left. They did not keep their first estate. And we're going to establish what the first estate was. And if you have been listening to me, I told you at the beginning, their first estate was earth. They left earth and tried to go into heaven. I know you've never heard it this way before, but it's going to make sense in a moment. Watch this. Now, what led to the rebellion? Now, that has to be a question that all of you may be thinking of. What led to the rebellion? Look at what it says in Isaiah. Pay very close attention. Isaiah 14, 13 through 17. For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend where? Right there, he was preparing to leave his original estate. He was preparing to leave his original habitation. Look at it. For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the height of the clouds. What is beneath the clouds? Can I get a witness? I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Watch what it says. Here's this punishment. Yet thou shalt be brought down to hell. Cast out into hell. To the sides of the pit. They that see thee shall narrowly look upon thee and consider thee, saying, is this the man that made the earth to tremble, that did shake kingdoms, that made the world as a wilderness and destroyed the cities thereof, that opened not the house of his prison? When you look at this earth today, the conditions of this earth are as a result of Satan's intervening in the relationship between God and man. But I want you to know that it was still a part of God's plan. He is omnipresent. You know how you know that he knew it would happen? Because before they knew they would need life, he put a tree of life in the garden. That was the answer to the problem. And you and I are benefiting from it now. Doesn't the word of God say that Jesus is the what? He says, I am the tree of life. And so when the fall happened, that tree was guarded. And in other words, that tree was also eternal life. Adam and Eve believed the enemy's report over God's. They chose death over life. And if they would have eaten from that tree, they would have received eternal life. And this is why I tell you in my book, I tell you all the time, if even in here you can read it. Adam lost your life before you were created to even live it. And now you're spending the rest of your life trying to find something that somebody else lost that you don't even remember having. Adam was given power of attorney over all human life. He was the father of all human life. And when Adam neglected the responsibility of doing what was right to preserve his life, he made a decision for you and I as well. God gave him power of attorney over all of us. Death hit him and it hit all of us. And so guess what? If you would have been there in the garden that day that Satan gave an invitation to the woman to take from the tree, chances are some of you would have been obedient to God and said, no, I don't want to do that. But unfortunately, you were not there to make your own decision. But through Jesus Christ, God has once again placed two trees in front of you. You can choose life or you can choose death. And for those of you who are in here now, it is apparently obvious what your choice is. You have chosen to eat from the tree of life. And because you have chosen to eat from the tree of life, you have not only received God's spirit, but you have received the gift of eternal life. So the Bible tells us the attitude of Satan. When you read in Isaiah 14, 13 through 17, this was the enemy's plan. His plan was to ascend into the heavens and dethrone God. You can see that same attitude in the earth at the Tower of Babel. When they said, let us build a tower to reach the heavens. Man has always tried to get to where God is. They've always tried. But God reigns above and far beyond all things. And the thing that is so unique about God is no matter where he is, he has come to you in Jesus Christ. God knew that you couldn't come to him.
Listen again next Sunday at 8 p.m. as the message continues from Bishop Stobridge at Open Tomb Ministries, the Family Church at 5655 Timaquana Road, Sunday school at 9:30, worship service at 10:30, Tuesday night Bible study at 7, Bishop Stobridge's books, The Mystery of Creation and the Discovery of Self, and The Fulfillment of Purpose are available at the church and Amazon.com.